This is the second hour. I just want to give you some bad news, which is really good news if you understand it. And bad news is truth. A lot of people hate truth. And especially people who hate truth, you know, are doing harm to somebody through them not seeing how to deal with them with truth. They've robbed them of it, and therefore they have they've conquered that person. So that's called it is a sort of, there's a name to it. It is, disappears. Codependent. Codependent is a form of slavery, but looks like love. Loving and being loved is not so. You become each other. If you have a dog, the chances are, if you love it too much and you're alone with it, over the years, you don't know how to deal with the world around you. You don't have too many friends, so you just have a dog. And the dog is a good thing to have, don't get me wrong. But if you have a codependency with a dog, so that the dog wags its tail and you makes you feel better, the dog is now a drug. And you're not eating the dog, see. But still, you're sucking up something. The dog gives you a certain amount of sense of worth. It's utterly worthless. But it does, so you have to give it more and more food, and you get pleasure, like you don't have kids. Your mother has pleasure giving food, and the more they say, well, that's wonderful food, Mom, can we have some more? She loves that. Up comes the stove, and the lid comes off the pot, and here's some more. Oh, you want some more? And some more, yes. And it's also more of the things they shouldn't be eating. What she's looking for is approval. And she's killing her kids for it. But she doesn't know that. She's standing in the way of God. God gives the food. The chef shouldn't get in the way. And if you could be more modest, but then if you're more modest and are not looking for the approval of how you cook, or whatever it is that your habit is, it applies to other things too, you know. So if you're not looking for approval. And people then will say, oh, it's so nice. That was very nicely done. The truth of the matter is, it's going to be nicely done because you're not in the way, as most mothers are, to get a feeling from people, from the prize she just created, her prize pie, her prize, you know, dessert, and getting a feeling from it. It's more dangerous than you can possibly imagine. It's so clever. It's so subtle. And it doesn't take much for a boy ID to be on the, and to go to. My daughter's in the business. She goes to, she's very famous with her cooking show. She has a cooking show. And she almost died from it. See? Yeah, but getting approval from it made her forget the emptiness. And I couldn't tell her that. But finally, she's probably listening. Finally, she had to have hot, you know, what do they call it, fib? David, what do they call it? Yeah, atrial fibrillation, but she had to have the heart sewed up because the weight was so great. So I warned her that the heart would burst. And so that's just one of the side effects of enjoying your food. And her problem was basically insecurity and wanting to be in charge, getting, you know, something like that. The having to be in charge or thinking that she had to be in charge, which is another way of looking at it. And then she's realized she needs to have a place with her husband, which is so sweet because he's such a nice man. Stood by her day and night. But the point is, he had their problems too, because she tended to be commandeering and being, being the songstress of the ball, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. So now your order is reversed. He gets all the credit, because if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't be a huge business. But also, she's involved, but she stepped back. He feels secure that she has a good husband, and so she does. And he has lost his irritation about that, and that is good for the family, and that is strike one, because the rest of the family is not yet there. They are. But it took a long time, and I've been waiting. I'm waiting for my wife, too. It's 64 years. I'm a little waiting for you if you keep me on the air. That would be nice.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
So I've carried myself with very little people calling, because you're all scaredy cats. So you're all as fat as pigs. And you don't want to listen to me about your food will kill you. I've got a book on that. No, I forget the name. But what's the name of the book that it talks about? I haven't mentioned it for such a long time. I forget it. Yeah, I think about it because I can't remember it. Eat No Evil. Yeah, that's right. Eat No Evil. Yeah, that's right. Eat No Evil. You can jump in, David. You don't have to stay in the. Okay, so I've said this week, as much as I can, and as slowly as I can get it to you because it's disturbing, is to approach what's likely to kill you more than anything, is twofold. One of them is eating yourself to death with a whole range of diseases, a whole range of diseases connected to it. And they have a name for that. See? So you have the name for your overeating? Are you taking insulin? That's it. You're a pig. That's it. You're a pig nuzzling in the filth. Because food is poison to you. So therefore, because of medicine, they can overcome your what's been killing you with insulin. So they can give you insulin, and then you can eat your merry way, but your behavior stinks. See, you can enjoy that. The food, the forbidden food, but you'll eat it anyway as long as you can take your shot. But a war's coming, and there won't be any shot, and you're going to die quicker. And you can live longer. Yes, you can actually eat and give yourself that injection or take pills. I don't know if they do with pills. I don't take anything like that. I control myself. I know it's the problems. Food is not a problem to me. See, I'm 147 pounds, soaking wet. No, just kidding. 800-866-8883. So the two dangerous ones that cannot be cured by anybody except with a little help from you, a little understanding from you, but then I'd put a lot of people out of business. I would. That's not going to happen. They're going to jack up all those ads and make you eat until you die. And you won't be able to stop it. And you won't even notice that you're dying from it. Yeah, you can say, what a way to die. Ha, 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 ha. It's not funny. Because life isn't here. You're not living here. Just, it's all about you. It's about purpose of God that's there, but you have to choose it. You have to choose it. You have to be saved from one man, sin, and death through sin spread through the human race. So you are fortunate enough to be born perfect, mostly perfect. See, in other words, you have the intuition. You can be broken and disformed, but still have what's most important, intuitive understanding. You could be a blind person. You could be a deaf person and have intuition and live happily until the next dimension opens up. So what I want to tell you, do not play around here. See, because if you can't deal with food, if you can't deal with that, and you're addicted to it, then when bad things happen and ISIS comes over here, how would you react to that? How? Because they'd be pulling on you, wouldn't they? Just like the dope pusher pulls on you to eat me, right? And after a while, you don't notice the pull, you just feel gratification. Oh, I feel so much better now. Thank you, dirty old man. See? Nearly all of you on dope, stupid people. Really stupid. So, if you don't want me on the radio anymore, okay, my time's up. You just do it. But you need me now more than ever. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not politically correct. I could make a lot of money being politically correct. But it's not politically correct. It's just to adjust to your needs and rise to the occasion of and tell you how wonderful it is to be fat and ugly.
I'll give you my 2 cents worth.
Okay, now, David, you go ahead.
So what I believe is this, and I've seen it in everyone I've ever known. Food is a direct result, a food addiction is a direct result of 2 things. Judgment.
Yeah, we're getting to that.
And hate.
That's right.
Those 2 things. Now, judgment compels you because
it makes you empty.
It makes you play God, and it does. It empties you out of your humanity.
That's right. If you don't
and
mind
so what
jumping.
Food does is food is a substitute for being real.
It's a nutrient to the soul that's broken. It's disgustingly broken. Therefore, you look to food and the giver of food as something it shouldn't be. Give it the glory that it is. Isn't. Okay, go ahead, David.
Well, I'm just saying that, if you're empty, a person that's empty, they have a natural craving to fill themselves with something. And
Perhaps unnatural.
But what you said, that food is the hard one because it seems so normal. It seems so natural.
Well, everybody has to eat. Yes, but you've never seen a fat deer. Or you've never seen a fat bird or pigeon because it wouldn't get off the ground and somebody eats it.
And I've never seen a pigeon drive a car.
No.
Or build a house.
No, they don't have a choice. It's instinct not to eat too much. It doesn't matter if it's in front of you. They can't eat till they get fat and sick. They know when to stop. They just know it's instinct. But we don't live by instinct. We are born with a clean slate, and you can write on it. That's why you've got to be careful with humans. Then we have intuition. Otherwise, we have instinct. And instinct is where the killer enters, through the emotional reactions of instinct. I don't have instinct because instinct stinks. You don't see as clearly. You can know where you're going, and you can have sex, and you can look like a normal person. But when it comes, when push comes to shove, you are lost. when it comes to making decisions as a human being, you're just an animal. Yeah, I get angry and angry and angry, you give in. That's it. That's all you got. Angry and angry, you turn and make you. If you can drive somebody into the ground and get pleasure for it, you do. Or you give in, hoping that everything goes away. It doesn't. David, I didn't want to disturb you. I'm on track here this evening. I'd just like to hear what you have to say. Sorry.
Well, I'll just finish my thought by saying
that. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
You see, people come into this world and they become a product of their environment, wherever they are.
Yes.
We talked a lot about that.
Yes.
So if you're born in a different country, you speak a different language, they have different rituals, but you're an outformed person. You're not informed. You're formed
everywhere,
by your environment.
Everywhere, you're everywhere an outformed person. They're correct.
And so if we look back in history, and I believe this is probably true, that back thousands of years ago, some people lived 500, 600, 700, 800 years. Now, the question is, why were people able to live so long in a world that was so completely void of all the things that we have today? And the answer is because
good
the
question.
Only thing they had was God.
Yes.
And because of that, that's where they got their strength from, their relationship with their Creator. And when you lose your relationship, or even your ability to think in a relationship, think about a relationship with God or your Creator, everything else becomes your recreator.
That's right. You know, may I jump in here?
Yeah.
Because it gives meaning to Adam and Eve and being living for almost 1,000 years each and producing a lot of people on the mountain. And then there are people down below sort of tempting them to come down and look at our silk dresses and look at our beautiful things and look how much we have to eat. And so slowly but surely they were tempted into that world. That makes sense, doesn't it? It makes it sense. And this is the world you've inherited. So when you have plenty, you tend to want to be tempted by that and have the better car than the other person has, et cetera, et cetera. Not that everybody's like that.
Let me interject a thought because, you know, I puzzled over this. This is a quote from the Bible, a passage in the scripture. It says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake." But I realized, I broke it down some years ago, and I realized it was two things. People that go hungry and remain thirsty for righteousness' sake. See, that's kind of like a fast, which means I'm not going to let food control me. I will go hungry and I will be thirsty for the sake of my relationship with God.
But you know what, though? There's a lot of truth in that. But what if you were in the prison camp, as I spoke a little bit before?
Well, those are conditions that are imposed upon you completely.
Yes, and so therefore, to eat the rotten food, eating the mouse and whatever it is you shouldn't eat, and rats and the poisonous food they give you, not so poisonous, but useless food. If you eat it with a good heart, other people will hate it, and that's all they got. One person says, "That's all we have. Thanks." And it doesn't taste good, and we have to work hard. And all that is basically good. If you don't hate your abuser, there's magic there. They begin to have awe with you and start to give you more. Because you touch their humanity with your gracious way you deal with the difficult situation you're in. Those are the ones that survive. Others don't. I'll tell you, one person I remember, and I think it's a true story, but all he got was rice, and his mother shoved rice down his throat all the time, and he hates his mother and he hates rice. So when it came to being a prisoner of war in Japan, he couldn't eat the rice. He couldn't, and he died. Couldn't eat it. Couldn't put it in his mouth. Couldn't control his thought. Couldn't control his behavior. You have no idea to the degree to which your body can be conditioned through your weakness. You need to be the rider on your horse, and that little filly will love you for it. That was the beginning of my story when I was riding a horse. The person who gave me the horse, meaning hired, you know, rented the horse, is going to be put to death and turned into food, you know, for other creatures. And it was a dangerous horse, and they gave it to me thinking it was a lot full of fun, and I had the best ride in my life. It was who's sitting on the horse. My daughter is a good rider. She is in business of that. And she says, that I didn't know that. We had a little giggle together. All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Yes, we have. Hello. Welcome again. I just decided I want to jump in and do a live commercial, if you don't mind. Because we just got our shipment in from China, because they don't make it here. It is a device. It's called Cure Stress device. It's the device. You can get the Cure Stress, download it. That's easy. It's inexpensive. But if you have an older father and mother, or a person who doesn't have a computer, it is a computer, and it's $59 plus shipping. So you can call the office tomorrow, and they don't know it's arrived yet. So, but they will have it, and it will be on the web too. It's a little device, and it's a computer that fits with all your credit cards. That's how thin it is. And you could, it's got 10 hours of whatever is in there. And the first part is the 7-minute meditation, which is free to everybody. But we put it in there anyway. Because the chances are, with most people, they won't need the rest of it. But we put the rest of it in it just in case you're a little stubborn and need a little bit of coaxing. And so there's a couple of hours behind that. See? But don't go there. Just do the 7-minute. And do it a couple times a day. In the morning when you get up. And in the evening before you go to sleep. And see with magic. I believe in magic. I believe that Jesus really did turn water into wine. And did that those magic tricks with bread and fish. I believe that because the universe is a magic trick. God, what a magic trick that is. And you see a blade of grass, and you say, how come? How come the ground? How come life? How come our life is different from animals, but we prefer to be animals thinking we're human. Okay, so please, if you have a child and you want them to have a little toy, the meditation is wonderful for children because David's kids have used it for years and they're just different from all the other kids. They're good at everything. They're good at seeing and everything. He could be proud of that. All right. And his wife is better. He's not so pushy. Right, David?
My wife rules.
Yes, she rules her own self. But you rule. She's subject to you.
That's just a funny way of saying she's great.
Yes, that's really nice. Thank you. All right. So may I suggest you call about the new shipping? The new shipping of the Cure Stress device. This Cure Stress, you can download it very easy, cheaply, and that you can also get the 7-minute meditation at no charge. And it will do everything I said. All your problems, cancer, everything will disappear if you are the right person. If you are doubtful, well, even if you're doubtful, it can, if it's in you, to see that doubt is the upside down presence of the right side up, which is faith. It's upside down, and therefore the pull of it is what's pulling on you is the master. You can't serve two masters. You will serve one, hate the other. So which one are you serving? Okay. What time is it? Is it time to do another break here? Am I? We got about 2 minutes left. So let me just. Well, I am talking about food. And I might continue it tomorrow, but maybe not. If some bright person, I'm looking for a bright person. I'm looking at a person that sees that food can be good and it can be evil. It can make you better. It can make you sicker. But if you go back to why you eat food, why you want to eat all the wrong things, is because you're disobedient. You have been intimidated into submission to the dark side of the force that comes through your family. Yes, sin, only one man sinned. And the rest of you have an opportunity to stay that way and love your life that way. Good riddance to bad rubbish, right? But others of you are aware that there's something magical going on, and there's a meaning of life, and you have an awareness unlike the animals. But if you lose that awareness, you are less than an animal. But you may have, you might be dressed up nicely and not nice clothes and everything, and having lots of food and having to be joking and happy or miserable. But the point is, happiness isn't happiness, and unhappiness isn't happiness. I say to you that you listen to what I have to say. Support my program. And if you want to give it a try and keep it forever, get the 7-minute meditation at the Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com. Or you can go to antidote.com. AntidoteForAll.com, Antidote for All, and then is this our break, David? Yes, all right. So let me just jump in and spend the few minutes we have in reiterating what I'm talking about and likely to talk about tomorrow, because I haven't come to the point yet. I'm coming, I'm trying to carefully share with you and slowly approach it. The problem you have is not food. The problem of cancer isn't cancer. And some you're attacking your problem of food with insulin or other things. That gives you a longer life, so you live longer, wronger. And the longer you live wronger, the more empty you become. And the more you need medicine. And so therefore, the medicine that being offered to you, you know, is getting more and more expensive. You see that there's only a few of us left who are old and have paid our Social Security over the years. I've paid mine for, I think, 35 or 40 years. So I'm just getting what's proper if I need it. But if you want to go buy insurance right now, you see it's too expensive. You might as well put it in the bank and live a good life the way I teach you, and you won't need. You could just put that money in the bank and save it up, and if a little thing comes along, you can pay for it. But I say to you, if you listen to this program and you listen to what I'm saying, you will have a healthy life. I've been through the hell of medicine. I've been through hell and back. And I see that what you get is impotent, mostly impotent, 9 out of 10 impotent doctors. And it's worse. In the daytime, the impotent doctors, 9 out of 10 from other countries, because our doctors don't want to do business anymore. Because they're smarter than people from other countries. They just want a job. They don't care about you. And they're more likely to let you die. Because I've seen that twice with me. It wasn't my son being there and taking them down and getting the nurse to do something. I'd be dead. Simple. You need to make sure you accompany anybody and stay with them and make sure that, be very astute. Know what your rights are. So no, you should understand these things. You need to go to the buddy system. You go on the web, you'll see the foundation buddy system. Okay, I see. All right, now, so I'm going to take calls in just a few minutes. And it'll take all this time just to take one program, one person calling. Well, I'm grateful for the call. I can talk forever, as long as I know you're listening. I can even talk when nobody's listening. If just one person listens, it's worth it, but I can't afford to stay on the air. That's the difference. I just want one person to call. Let me talk to you.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, by Jove, we have Jean. Oh, hello, Jean in Oregon.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hello.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Jean. Yes. <That's very good.
laughs> Concerning food. Now, yes. I've never been a big eater, and I eat pretty sensible.
Yes.
So that's not the problem. But what I find is I'll eat lunch or I'll have a light dinner and I'll be sitting there reading or maybe knitting, and a thought will say, you know, you need a cookie. And I'll, you know, have a few cookies in the house and I'll think, no, I eat too many sweets, I'm not going to eat it. And before long, I'm in there not only eating one but three or four, and I've didn't wrestle with this, but I've been watching it since Christmas. And it's gotten
you're not
better
diabetic, now. Are you? You're not diabetic. Are you?
No, no. And it's gotten better. I can go down to grocery store and pass the candy area without being tempted to buy something. But I see the weakness in me,
yes.
And I can't, you know, and there were times when I would just wouldn't do it. I'm not going to buy any more candy. And that lasts for a while, but before long, either you feel lonely,
yeah.
I live
yeah.
alone,
yeah.
and some weakness comes up and you
yes.
you do it. So I'm watching it and trying not to doubt myself. I mean, I've been meditating for years. I should be walking on water by now. And the other thing I've seen since I've gone through this eating thing, and all of a sudden in wintertime when you're in the house a lot and the heater's on and there's dust or whatever, I've developed an allergy to dust. And so I went to the doctor, but he wants to put me on some medicine that's bad for your kidneys, and I only have one kidney, so I refuse
to
take it.
That's not a good idea.
So now
why do you have one kidney? That's very telling.
Well,
what brought you that
the tube that it wasn't a disease. The tube that leaves your kidney and goes to your bladder got a kink in it for some reason after my last child was born, and for years it was almost closed shut. So the urine that was in that kidney just kept expanding the kidney till it was just blood.
So you couldn't drill that out. Like in a man, you can't do that.
And, you know, and like you, I've had two close-to-death experiences, and they were doctor's faults.
Yes.
So I don't have, I mean, I look at a doctor now, and I realize they really don't know very much. They know what they read in the book, but they don't understand the body, and they don't. And my doctor tells me, you know, I'm funny, because I'll come in and tell him what's going on.
But you know something, the reason they think of the symptom as the cause, which is very dangerous, and it's a big business to see the symptom as the cause,
right.
Sort of on its own, you know.
But you know, I find that my doctor, I've realized recently that he gets intimidated by me because I will discuss what's going on in my body, what I think it is, you know, and I go to him. I respect that he has the ability and the knowledge of a doctor, and so I go, not for the medicine. I want you to tell me why my body's doing what it's doing or what.
Well, you need to come to this forum for that.
Yes, I know.
This is the place you to do that.
I know, and now I'm just going to, you know, suffer with my allergy.
Listen, very simple. Nice and simple. When you meditate, you've got to consider this. What are your options? Because a little temptation grows into a big one.
Right.
And you cannot stop it. So thank God it's little. And look at it. And if you look at it in that light, because there is something beyond this life. This life is short, as you've heard me say. It's very short. Even I'm 88. It just went away, just like that. It's gone.
I'm 77.
So I'm still strong, don't worry. I could still box your ears or something if I have to. No, but the point is, I see that this life is not for us. It's not about us. It's about our love for him who created the universe, and he's saying to every sensible person, look what I've created. Do you know an artist does not paint for himself?
Right.
He paints for other than himself.
Unless
correct?
He's egotistical.
That's right. But he paints for others, other than himself, and he gives pleasure and to other people in it may be in a wrong way, but see, I don't care about art. I think it's nice. And I don't go to art places. I don't ever go. I think it's just nice. It's interesting. But it's not as beautiful as the art of creation I see all around me.
But, you know, I've lived alone for 16 years, been meditating since you were on Western Avenue.
Oh, my goodness me.
And
that's the beginning.
And my life has changed. I mean, I see my relationship with my children is better. I don't cling to them. And anyway, I know I'm on the right path. But
you
at
are.
The same time,
I see it. Yes.
There's something in me that is still there. It plays on making my body hurt so that I get obsessed with my body rather than, you know.
There it is. That's it.
And
now,
then I doubt myself.
It is a system of degradations. It's a system. It's the motion of being frustrated and trying to figure it yourself.
Right.
And
not only that, it makes me think, well, you haven't gotten anywhere because, look, you don't trust God.
No, that is not you talking. It's your
other self. I know that, but it never, you know, I get the times when a sentence will come in my mind or a word and it's not, it's said to me. And so I know that that's not me.
I like the way you said that. I like the way you said it.
But
the, what is said
thoughts,
to you, what is said to you, you step back and look at it.
Right.
Please,
Years ago, when I started meditating and I was, let me give you one other little thing. When my first child was born, I was bathing her and something said, you know, it'd be really easy to put your hands around her throat and kill her. I got so frightened by that, and I went into kind of a depression. They tried to tell me it was postpartum depression, but no, it wasn't.
They got fancy names for stuff like that.
Yeah, it was evil. And I dealt with it, and I watched it, and one day, hanging clothes, a voice said to me, if you let me, I'll help you. And I knew that voice wasn't right, because God doesn't talk to me by voice. And so it's been a long journey, but I'm still not like you. I wish with all my heart I could be like you, to know God the way you do.
Well, how old are you?
77.
Well, how'd you like to live to 100?
I would love it.
But the thing is, why you want to live to 100 is to... Because all the problems you've ever had in your life, which you're telling me are very serious, you have been possessed. That's possession.
Yeah,
you're a wonderful lady, but you're still missing something, and it's still there, tormenting you, and getting you upset about things. And when you get upset with what the word spoke to you about, the word is in you. But it's not the word of God, it's the word of the world, the spirit.
Right, and it uses my voice.
It uses your voice, exactly.
Right.
So you are not...
My mind is...
But you're not as far as you think you are. I know this is a call about craving sweets, but it's now more than that.
Right, I know that.
More than that. I'm glad you called, though.
I'm not as far as I was a long time ago, but...
Oh, you're in Oregon. Why don't you come and visit me at the ranch?
I was going to come to your the seminar before you left.
No, it's not. I don't have a seminar all day, but we have lunch. It's free, no charge for anything. A donation, that's all it takes if you want to. But
I
spend 2 hours.
Yeah,
No, let me say it. You need, if you're in Oregon, you can't be too far from me. You need to come and spend the night. Perhaps if it's a little bit far, because we have a beautiful place. It's like 200 acres, and it's a beautiful place. And
the thing is, I can't drive because I only have vision in
Well, have someone drive you.
Yeah, I've been trying.
You come over, I will deal. Listen, you're near me. I can't do this on the radio.
Right.
I can sense that. I can sense that you have that thing, and I can take. When I say I, it's terrible. When I say I
know what you mean.
You know,
you don't have to.
But I have to use the word I. the I or the me in me mm-hmm. can neutralize that. There's the magic. There is the metaphysical magic, the magic of evil juxtaposed against the magic of good. And so if you will come to me and not stand back, because sit back, you've done fairly well, but you really haven't done what needs to be done. You cannot go to your grave with that thing in there.
No, because when I first started to meditate, I lived for a year with the spirit in me. I mean, everything was so easy, but it wasn't me doing it. And then,
you fell back. Then you must have fallen back.
Well, one day walking, taking the kids to the park, all of a sudden it left me, and I knew it left me. And I thought,
what was the situation? Tell me what the situation. It's very important. Tell me what the situation is.
Well, I just was walking the kids down the street to the local park. We used to go there every day, and while I was walking, I just felt it leave me. And I felt bad, and then I thought, well, I guess I have to make this on my own now. And, you know, I didn't know that the spirit should be with you all the time.
It should be, of course.
And, of course, then I was living with the wrong kind of husband.
Oh, there you go. There's your sin. There's all your sins. There's the sins. Hostility, yeah. Anger, frustration with him.
But hold it.
Because that is where you get the feeling, the frustration of your husband, whatever that was. We won't go into that because we don't have time right now.
Yeah.
But the fact that the thought came to you that you could put your hands around the child's neck and squeeze.
Okay, let me just tell you one thing more. Now, I don't experience anger or resentment with people. I do really fine, but when I go to bed at night, I have more dreams and frustration, and I don't know where all that comes from. But
it's all coming to the surface that should be coming to the surface in the daytime. So hold the line. 800-866-8883. We're going to continue food tomorrow. There's much more to food than meets the eye, but I couldn't help now take notice of our new caller. Well, Jean.
Yeah.
You could almost be called Jeannie, because that's what you got inside you right now.
A little Jeannie, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed that, because at night when I turn the lights out in the living room and I'm walking toward my bedroom, I get this horrible, scary feeling that there's something right behind me.
Okay.
And
listen.
I just watch it, but
listen,
I do react with some fear.
You tend to talk too much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You tend to give me more information than I need, because I can hear what you're saying, and I'm glad you said it. But if you keep on chattering after that, it robs me of the ability to help you.
Okay.
And I'm suggesting, with all due respect, I'm suggesting that since you're so close, where do you live, roughly?
In Florence, Oregon. It's about a 2.5-hour drive, I think. I've been to your ranch at one time many years ago.
I know, but we're doing our programs at the ranch now, at the ranch. And 2 hours with me will fix that. And it costs you nothing, except if you want to stay there, it's just bread and breakfast. That's what we got.
Are you talking about the Sunday?
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That Sunday morning conversation.
Yeah.
You should, when this one comes out, the first two people sitting on the front row got it for me, and they're getting better quickly. So I do recommend, since you're so close, that you spend a night or something with a friend. Have your friend drive you down, because you can't go on like this. I can do something for you you can't do for yourself.
Okay.
I'm not a magician. I'm not the kind of person who says I could help you, because no one can help you but God. See, salvation awaits you. But I have the gift of verifying what that is. You already have it. I don't have to give it to you. I only have to awaken you from what's keeping you from seeing the truth that will set you free.
Yeah, you need to get that thing.
Do you feel it in you now moving?
No.
Don't feel anything?
No.
Okay. It's when you're alone, right?
I mean, I had an exorcism once.
Yeah, but it might have been, but maybe there's another. There's sometimes two or three. And maybe several more. Okay, thank you very much. Listen.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Jean. Listen, I want you to meditate with the... Do you have the 7-minute meditation? You can download it from your... Do you have a download? Let's download that from the website. Oh, Jean is gone. All right. Oh, is she? Yeah. Listen to what I wrote. It will take about 5 minutes to read it. And if you want to get a copy of it, I'll make sure you can, because it's the only one I have left. But we used to give this one out. The meditation is regeneration. The transformation by the renewal of your mind from within. Meditation is a very, very simple process, too simple for words. Meditation should be and remain simple, never becoming more complex, or where do you end? In fact, there is so little to do that our ego may find it difficult or perhaps unacceptable because of its simplicity. What use is this if it's so simple? But you need a simple, what you need is another boss. You got a choice of bosses. And the one you got is the kind of one that our Jean has in her. See, so the results of the meditation are so profound that we tend to interrupt the process and spoil everything by trying to explain or analyze how it works. Nobody will ever know how it works. God knoweth what you need before you ask. That's not here. But what should we do as a result of the meditation is to observe, wonder, and simply begin to believe the marvelous world of effects taking shape before your very eyes. Problems fall away by themselves, and good things just happen, and everything falls into place without scheming and planning. That might be disturbing to a lot of people who like to scheme and plan and feel powerful and get a lift from that and lift away from what's real. That's what I say. So it is most humiliating to our pride, which is used to huffing and puffing and making things work that backfire and giving, open quotes, good, close quotes, reasons for everything they're ever wrong. Went wrong with their lives. Their lives are just full of nonsense. Excuses, excuses, and excuses on top of excuses until it becomes a way of thinking. and never see anything. And just waste away dying of different kinds of diseases coming from this. In fact, our mind becomes so empty of worry and planning, we have really virtually nothing to do except to understand more, appreciate more, wonder more, see more clearly more, and avoid the problems which makes things easier so that we worry less. And we worry less, we have more faith. In other words, the driving force is within us, see? So Worry once substitute for the natural concern we never had. That's what we're talking about. So that's substitutes for it, see. So we worry over our children, and they see us worrying us, and they see the worry as them, as you not trusting them. And you'd be surprised how they see that. And you'd be surprised why you don't notice it. So we just had to worry to ennoble ourselves. Worry seems like noble, doesn't it? It isn't. It once seemed to be quite normal to worry. But worry is really compulsive something or other, because it stops there. I don't know where to find the rest of this paper. That's just 50, 60 years old. I thought you enjoyed that and value. Now, if you listen to me, I'm not an intellectual. I don't read books. I write them. I write what I see. I do what I'm told. Well, it's like, you know, he's my boss. See, you have choice of bosses. I'm going to ask you, do you have a will? You say, yes, I do. You know, what would you be without it, you think? You're better off without the one you got. If you ask me, do I have a will? I says, yes, but it has me. And if I were you, look at the one that has you. Hello? Look at the one that has you. There's a nice lady. And if she doesn't complete the circuit, which is required, but not forced, but to have it, have a longing, because there's two kinds of longing, the longing for the world and the longing of him who created the world. See the difference to that. So you're a creature that's created, and it's not about you. But in a sense it is. Is it because what you are going to be? Which you are you going to be? Are you going to be of the world and live in the world and of the world? Or are you going to be different? To stand out from the cruelty and craziness of the world that they can't see, but the minute you start to be bright, you become Jesus-like. When you become Jesus-like, it's like a shining. And it's like a message coming through space. And as much as they want to destroy you and hurt you, you'll see they can't hurt you. Trials and tribulations, yes, can be painful, but enduring. Enduring with what? Patience, endurance. In other words, to be persecuted and spat at for righteousness' sake is the way. And after a while, you become strong in your Creator, and they become weaker, trying to get inside you, whereby the good in you is inside them, slowly and gently, getting them towards the better side of themselves, like you. All right, now here we are. Here we go. Would you like to take this down, please? Take a pencil or pen and write Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97526. 28, beg your pardon. That's right. And then if you want to write, call my office. It's 877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. 8 o'clock in the morning to 5. If they come in late, it's happened sometimes. That's it. Thank you very much. God bless you. Support the program.